Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning. Steve Dale is right here on Susan Russell. I think you've first time ever where I've seen you in the morning, and I actually believe you've had more sleep than me.
That's true.
I'm going on, I don't know, like 4 hours sleep or something, but for a good reason. So the American Veterinary Medical Association convention I just came back from. And I know you will appreciate this because it's one of your favorite things to do as well, and that's sit and learn. And go to these sessions from experts and just hearing other perspectives about things. And I just love it. So just returned from there, in Denver, actually. So what was it, 2 weeks ago all this happened?
It has been 2 weeks, Steve.
Yeah. So you come into the office one day toward the end of the day on a Friday, right before the July 4th weekend, which is seriously not a good thing because the July 4th weekend is maybe the weekend that so many dogs are lost because of the fireworks. They're afraid of fireworks and they run off. It's in the middle of what we call kitten season, you know, so you have all these kittens that are there and coming in anyway. And that's when the mayor of the city or the mayor's office, because it wasn't Rahm Emanuel personally, not our mayor personally, as I understand it, but the mayor's office says, thank you. You did a nice job for 2 years and a couple of months, and you're gone. So I want to back up. So you were there just over 2 years. You had been as a volunteer at Animal Control for some time. I don't know how many years, but many years.
Since about 2008, 2009.
Yeah. Why did you want the job? You're an attorney by trade.
I am.
You were working, happily working. Why did you, and you knew, having been there as a volunteer and around the facility so often and also working with Safe Humane Chicago, you were aware of what the job was. Not an easy job, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Why did you want it in the first place?
Because I saw the city and it has a lot of potential to get to where it wants to go, which is saving its healthy and treatable animals.
And in the original press release, which I happen to have, that's what the press release said. The goal was to do exactly what you said, to save healthy and treatable animals.
And I want to add, Steve, as well, I mean, to ensure that CACC became a valued community
resource.
That's
Chicago Animal Care and Control.
Yeah.
Okay, so that really begins to happen. When you first take over the job, tell me how many animals, dogs, how many cats, got out alive. I mean, honestly, were able to make it out without being euthanized.
Well, I think when I came into the job, we were doing very, very well on cats. Dogs, we were still lagging a bit behind. And I want to, say that there's been so much progress over the last 5 years, you know, not just when I got on the job, but even before I got on the job. And, the innovation was happening, the partnering was happening. But we still needed to work a lot on process improvements and, more partnering and ensuring that more of the animals were enriched for the duration of their stay. Because when you do commit to saving healthy and treatable animals, that does mean that sometimes animals will be staying a bit longer in the facility.
Well, I want to talk about that for a second. So, but before I do, as I understand it, the number of cats was just under 70% that got out alive. The number of dogs was just over 70%. And then 2 years later, when they told you, bye, Susan Russell, it was over 90% for dogs and cats.
Well, I think cats were slightly higher, Steve.
Okay.
But because cats, we're kind of the opposite of a lot of municipal facilities. We've done very well on getting animals, cats transferred out.
Why is that? Those folks should, I know why it is, and those folks should deserve credit.
They sure do. And we have an incredible rescue community. So we have a lot of, the city has Homeward Bound Rescue approved rescues, which pulled the animals out of the shelter. And they've also, you know, because of the feral cat ordinance, we're able to work with people who are managing colonies and those organizations that are managing the colony caregivers to get those ferals out. You know, that's a big thing in many cities that they don't have. We happen to have that here, and that's how you can save a lot of cats' lives, mm-hmm. especially those that are not going to curl up on your lap on the couch but would rather probably go to work and mouse.
So you're talking, well...
or rat.
Yeah, well, in Chicago,
we are in Chicago.
Yeah, so you're talking about trap, neuter, release.
Absolutely.
So that's a program that, yes, Cook County is ahead of others.
Yes.
And instead of taking those cats that aren't socialized, uh-huh. except for young kittens, or cats in a colony who were very friendly and previously owned, likely. With the exception of those cats, putting those cats right back outside, probably the best thing to do for those cats as well.
Absolutely. Why euthanize them when they deserve to get out there and go to work and live out their lives?
Absolutely right. So then it goes to my numbers about over 90% is correct?
That is correct. And the city's done very well this year. And with dogs as well, because more people are working together, more volunteers are getting down there, and I think there's more attention on the shelter, which needs to be sustained. And I'm hoping that will happen, that we will continue to focus on the need at the city shelter. Dogs and cats come in every day, Steve. They're stray, they're owner surrendered pets, they're confiscated for abuse and neglect. Some of them are brought in because they've bitten someone or need a rabies observation. So the shelter is a control and sheltering facility. It takes everything.
Say that part again. It takes
everything.
About 14,000 to 15,000, yeah, animals approximately a year.
And there was an increase in intake this year for dogs. We did see that this year in the first 6 months. So, you know, it's important that we keep focused. If we want to save healthy and treatable animals in our city, we have to look at where they're coming in, the open access shelter, and really focus on getting them out. And there's a few other things we need to do as well, and that is really firmly promote the fact that all dogs are individuals. I think we get a lot of sticky dogs in our shelter because of the way they look. We know looks don't equal behavior, and this is a message that we got to get out there.
All right, so, I mean, there's way too much to talk about here than we'll have time to talk about, in essence. But you brought that up. I want to talk about that. A significant percent of dogs that come in, and I want to go back to something you said. So anything, any animal, it could be a crocodile.
It could be
animal,
an alligator. I saw two while I was there.
All right. So any
pigs
animal.
Pigs with harnesses. I mean, they do. They all come in.
Any animal that appears at your door, by law, you have to take in. And I want to make clear, that's a good thing, and in fact, any municipality that has an animal control facility has a similar law where those animals must be taken in, because one alderman, who we'll get to in a moment, said on television, I heard him say this, maybe we ought to change that law so animal control doesn't have to take everything in. My question is then, Susan, where the heck would they go?
Well, that's a darn good question, Steve, and I'm sure one that many would ask. But I think there are a lot of strategies, and we're seeing them already, because Chicago does have this impressive patchwork, if you would, of nonprofits that are working to try to divert the animals before they come into the shelter. And that's a key strategy when you're trying to reduce the intake at your shelter. But those resources have to be put in place. And we have seen that with Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, PAWS, Chicago's PAWS for Life programs. We have seen these programs out in the community. We've seen the Chicagoland Rescue Intervention Support Program coming into the shelter and helping people keep their pets, keeping that bond intact. These are the kinds of innovative strategies that Chicago has been able to implement to keep pets in their homes, as well as to help people understand what responsible pet stewardship is.
Well, actually, that's what we just said is kind of a secret sauce to all this
thing. It's part of the secret sauce.
If they don't come in the first place. So provide, intervene before they get there, mm-hmm. as you're talking about, mm-hmm. but also provide some city resources that our city does not do. So therefore, people have what I've called a safety net, so they don't need to. A lot of people just don't want to give up that pet, mm-hmm. but they feel they don't have a choice. But I want to go back to the animals that you have referred to as Chicago dogs, and then the mayor's office said, Susan, you can't call them that. What we're talking about are actually the most common dogs in America. These are dogs that you and I would look at, or people on the street, maybe not you and I, but many people on the street would look at these dogs and call them pit bulls.
Right. I mean, the terrier mixes. I mean, we're full of mixes at the shelter.
Well, I want to stop again, because I want to explain, many people know that, but most people do not, mm-hmm. that these are just, in fact, they have a certain look. but they're mixed breed dogs.
Right, right, right.
And if you do the genetic testing, and today we can do that.
Yeah.
That's all they are. And that look, that kind of mixed breed dog is in fact not only in Chicago, but in America, for better or worse, like it or not, the most popular kind of dog there is.
Mm-hmm.
So as marketing 101, you tried to say, okay, let's put a positive spin on it. Because most of these dogs, the overwhelming majority, have done nothing wrong. They have temperaments that are very adoptable, despite what some in the public may think. So therefore, use just simple marketing techniques.
Right.
That's all you are trying to do, is make these dogs that have an image that is not positive to offer a more positive spin on it. That's all.
And I think, too, an honest spin. I want to reiterate, all dogs are individuals, and I don't want to say that a dog with a certain look is better or worse than any other. But I think if we start embracing that which floods our city shelters every year, and makes that our dog, and we'd be proud of that, you know, more of these animals would get homes. And we are seeing more of these animals get homes, which I'm very excited about. I think people are getting the message. I think more rescues and more individuals are promoting the concept that all dogs are individuals. You've got good, bad, ugly in every package.
Of course.
And so I want to be clear that when I talk about these Chicago dogs, you're absolutely right. It is about branding. Detroit's call theirs Detroit dogs. You know, I
mean, do they really?
They do.
So what did the mayor's office, what was their explanation, not only about that, Susan, but about any decision it seems you made? Or frankly, director before you, and maybe director that is there now, I don't know if this person will ultimately be the full-time director, but the acting director. I mean, how can someone do their job, have an expertise, which you have, about animal care and control, if you're being interfered with constantly about almost every choice you make, and some of them you seemingly very benign?
Well, it's a good question, Steve. I think it is important to allow an executive director to especially if the strategies are best practice, to let them do their job. I think that's very important. I think it's also important that we focus on best practice, and the shelter, luckily, is, you know, coordinating and partnering with some of these national organizations like Best Friends Animal Society, Animal Farm Foundation, Maddie's Fund, to put best practices in place. And I think when a city is striving to save its healthy and treatable animals, you have to look out and see who's done it best. Why reinvent a wheel?
Mm-hmm.
So CACC does partner and is will continue, I'm sure, hopefully, to partner with these wonderful organizations, because from everything to a foster program, which is incredibly important for a big municipal shelter to have.
Absolutely.
If you want to increase capacity, and if you want to help the animals, like especially the dogs and vulnerable cats, the most at risk, those that might be medium to large size, blocky headed, great smiling, fabulously Chicago's dogs.
They can't yell at you now.
But the thing is, if we want to help them, we have to get them out of the shelters. Some of them, you know, would be fabulous dogs if they just had decompression even for a weekend.
Yeah.
You know, get them out of the shelter.
But that's true anywhere in the country. I want to pick up, mm-hmm. we have to break, but
okay.
I want to pick up and talk about how from day one there's this constant drumbeat that was going on from not a whole bunch of aldermen. One alderman, and I want to talk about that when we come back on WGN. But first, Susan, we have to talk more about the new bag on Velf spray from Fresh Wave. Yeah, I know. You've been wanting to.
You promised
to do that.
Me one of those for my trunk a long time ago, sir.
Yes. Well, it's available right now at your local Target store. Instead of using pump heads or triggers, the bag on valve spray has a simple mechanism that's easy to depress. Just twist to unlock it and let it rip. The result is a smooth, continuous, fine mist delivering a non-aerosol that can pressurize with simple air. This changes everything. Bag on Valve replaces every so-called air freshener full of harsh chemicals, the other air fresheners and phony masking fragrances. You hide it in the cabinet under the sink. Fresh Wave is safe, natural, and effective. You can use it literally anywhere. So next time the dog comes in from the rainy walk, you know how that smells, immediately just use that. Use the pump. And in a big living room sectional, have no fear, grab the bag on Valve Spray and from Fresh Wave, and don't let up until you've covered up the whole couch in odor, removing goodness. You'll find Fresh Wave at your nearest Target store to learn more about the new Bag on Valve Spray, and I hope you do. That's not easy to say. Go to FreshWaveWorks.com. That is easy to do, easy to say, FreshWaveWorks.com/BOV. I don't know where the time goes. 5 minutes before 7 on WGN. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you and your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7 every day of the year. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center and American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. To learn more, MedVetForPets.com, MedVetForPets.com, or call 773-281-7110. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. But boy, oh boy, you can text us at that number, too. Time goes by very fast. So, from nearly your second weekend, one alderman, not 49 others, there are 50 in Chicago, one alderman somehow has a voice, and he uses that voice to every move you make, every turn you make, say, that's not right, that's not right. And she's killing too many. They're all dangerous. Sometimes, frankly, things seem to be out of his head. I don't know where they came from. Was that part of the reason for what ultimately happened? Because the city cares about publicity and how things appear, the perception, reality or not, did that impact things?
I can't say for certain, Steve, but I think, again, a drumbeat of negative publicity, which in many cases was so utterly unwarranted and inaccurate, was probably not helpful and certainly undermined a lot of the good things that were actually going on, which wouldn't get as much press, of course. I mean, I'd be happy to debate Alderman Lopez if he would truly like to have a debate about animal welfare in Chicago.
So we're talking about the 15th Ward Alderman, Ray Lopez, uh-huh. Who I know for a fact, everything I just said is true, from early on, he was very critical, even before uh-huh. He had a chance, you know, and that's got to be very frustrating. So I'll tell you what, just because of time, and uh-huh. only because of time, I will contact Alderman Lopez's office, and I will see if he will have debate. I don't know. Let's have a conversation, maybe a uh-huh. better way to put it, and we'll see if he accepts. My hope is that he does. If you're looking for a rescue dog or cat, and you're looking for experts in the care of feeding your pets, check out Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville. For 47 years, you haven't even been alive that long.
Oh, you're kind, Steve.
That's the real reason why she likes me. For 47 years, Dog Patch has been your source for the best quality pet food and supplies, plus the knowledge to get the right products in your hands. Check them out at dogpatchpets.com, on Facebook at Dog Patch Pet and Feed, at 1108 East Ogden Avenue.